Today's Tech News. Daily tech news and commentary. Find us online at tech.quicksurf.com. This podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting, online meetings made simple, and by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at Quicksurf Internet Media. Today's Tech News is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online at tech.quicksurf.com and please do subscribe to the show, if you'd be so kind, if you have not already done so. And with that, let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode. Starting off at Yahoo News, I ran across this actually off on the front page of Yahoo's website. Microsoft officially unveils Windows 8. Microsoft has officially unveiled some key new features of its forthcoming operating system, the next generation OS, which may or may not be called Windows 8, which according to Microsoft is its internal code name. It delivers a completely reimagined user interface with a heavy emphasis on touch-based functionality that takes a hefty helping of inspiration from the Windows Phone UI. So pretty awesome stuff. Down at the bottom of the link, they have a video of that Microsoft released demoing the new UI, and it looks pretty hot. So check it out. Let's talk about our sponsor for this episode, GoToMeeting. We all know that meetings are an essential part of any business, whether you're presenting to clients, collaborating with colleagues, having staff meetings, doing project status updates, what have you. As a result, why not make them as simple as possible to run and organize by using GoToMeeting by Citrix? It's the easiest and most reliable online meeting service out there. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds, and attendees can join with just a click from anywhere they have internet access, which makes collaboration seamless. Also, meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, so it's easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold as many meetings as you need for one flat rate that includes phone conferencing and voice over IP. My audience can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. To get this, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST. And I sincerely hope that you do. It'll help me pay my bandwidth bills and provide the show free to you. So the next story that we have from Bloomberg, Microsoft is said to limit device makers' chip partner choices. Microsoft has asked chip makers that want to use the next version of Windows for tablets to work with no more than one computer manufacturer. Three people with knowledge of the plan have said chip maker and computer makers that agree to the terms will get incentives from Microsoft in exchange for accepting the restrictions which tie a single chip maker to one tablet design. Said the people who declined to be identified because the new program hasn't been made public. So this is Microsoft's way of limiting the amount of variations that you're going to get with tablets. You know, one of the reasons why Apple is so successful in their iPad line is because there aren't really any limit. The real variations are how much space it has, or, you know, how much, you know, whether it's a single or dual core processor. You know, in terms of user form factor and functionality, there's very little variation between the different iPad, the two different iPads that are out there, and even iPhone and iPod Touch. I mean, it's a pretty consistent user experience between all of those devices. So, you know, Microsoft is trying to replicate that somewhat. And I think they're going to run into challenges simply because they don't also make the hardware like Apple does. From Boston.com, in a cloud crowd, Apple's expected to stand out. Apple Incorporated, the dominant seller of music on the internet, is expected to launch on Monday a service to stream recorded music over the internet. And even though giants like Amazon.com and Google Inc. are already in the market, industry watchers think that Apple could end up as the leading player. Due to Apple's obvious dominant position in the download space, they will by default pretty quickly be considered the market leader, said Lewis Ward, a research manager in the consumer services team at IDC Corporation in Framingham. So it'll be interesting to see this in action. I'm always hopeful of anything new that Apple does, simply because they tend to do a pretty good user interface experience. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's a tool, and I just want to use it to get my stuff done so I can get on to other stuff. So it'll be pretty interesting. From FoxNews.com, Danish team's homemade space capsule blasts off. That's right. Yeah. A Danish group has a simple mission: launch a human being into space. And they just took one giant step towards their goal. Copenhagen Suborbitals, a nonprofit space venture founded by Danish inventors Christian von Bengtsson and Peter Madsen, successfully launched its handmade space capsule from a boat in the Baltic Sea Friday, June 30th. The rocket soared about 2 miles into the air, somewhat more sideways than anticipated, before deploying its parachute and falling back into the water. It reported Danish website INGDK. It suffered minor damage upon landing, but was largely recovered. The team counts the test as a complete success, and Dr. Bruce Betts, director of projects for the Planetary Society, was impressed as well, though he cautioned that homemade one-man rockets are on a far different scale from NASA's launches. And that's true. I mean, this is a huge rocket for an amateur rocket, but still, nonetheless, you know, that's awesome. From the New York Times in their business technology section, stolen data is tracked to hacking at Lockheed. Lockheed Martin said Friday that it had proof that hackers breached its network 2 weeks ago, partly by using data stolen from a vendor that supplies coded security tokens to tens of millions of computers users. Lockheed's findings confirm the fears of security experts about the safety of the Secure ID tokens and heightened concerns that other companies or government agencies could be vulnerable to hacking attacks. The tokens, which are used to protect remote access to computer networks, are sold by the RSA Security Division of the EMC Corporation. RSA has said that they accepted Lockheed's findings and were working with customers to offset the risks through other measures. So, pretty interesting stuff. From Information Week, Skype protocol cracked. A researcher named Efirm Bushimonov claims to have reverse-engineered the Skype protocol. "My aim is to make Skype open source," he said in a blog post on Thursday, which included links to download executable files compatible with Skype versions 1.4, 3.8, and 4.1, plus IDA Pro disassembly database files and source code. Wow. Pretty interesting stuff. From the San Francisco Chronicle, they have a nice flight and legacy article on the Space Shuttle Endeavor, which we all know landed earlier this week, and it's a pretty nice write-up. I'm not going to go into a lot of it, so check it out. From the Los Angeles Times in their business technology section, the United Nations is saying that internet access is a human right. Human right. Internet access is a human right, according to the United Nations report released on Friday. Given that the internet has become an indispensable tool for realizing a range of human rights, combating inequality, and accelerating development and human progress, ensuring universal access to the internet should be a priority for all states, said the report from Frank LaRue, a special rapporteur to the United Nations who wrote the document on the promotion and protection of the right to freedom and of opinion and expression. So, I couldn't agree more, obviously, but still nonetheless. From timesofomen.com, I've never reported any stories from this website before, so this is somewhat new. It's from Muscat Press and Publishing House in... Not sure who, you know, I've never even seen it pop up except before. So pretty interesting stuff. Anyway, According to Mark Zuckerberg, the ownership contract is a forgery. We've previously reported on that, about an alleged contract and emails that a New York man says entitle him to, you know, about 50% stake in Facebook. And Mark Zuckerberg has basically testified under oath that they are forgery. And, you know, so there's some action going on there, but pretty interesting. Check out the article and, you know, I have no way of knowing one way or the other. But anyway, that will do it for this episode of Today's Tech News. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Just visit us online at tech.quickstrip.com, and you can also download the latest episode or subscribe to the show if you so desire. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. I'll see you then. Bye.